Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Hebrews 11:32-40. Hebrews 11:32-40. Should I go on? There isn't enough time for me to speak of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets. Through faith, they fought whole countries and won. They did what was right and received what God had promised. They shot the mouths of lions, put out fierce fires, escaped being killed by the sword. They were weak, but became strong. They were mighty in battle and defeated the armies of foreigners. Through faith, women received their dead relatives raised back to life. Others refusing to accept freedom died under torture in order to be raised to a better life. Some were mocked and whipped, and others were put in chains and taken off to prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were killed by the sword. They went around clothed in skins of sheep or goats, poor, persecuted and mistreated. The world was not good enough for them. They wandered like refugees in the deserts and hills, living in caves and holes in the ground. What a record of all these have won by their faith. Yet they did not receive what God had promised, because God had decided on an even better plan for us. His purpose was that only in company with us would they be made perfect. My theme for reflection is the quiet strength of faith. The quiet strength of faith. A friend once said their favorite kind of hero isn't the one with a cape or grand gestures, but the person who simply keeps showing up, especially when life gets difficult. There is something deeply admirable, even beautiful, about quiet perseverance. In Hebrews 11:32-40, we meet a series of individuals who weren't perfect or always strong, but who walked by faith through both triumph and trial. As the chapter builds to its conclusion, the pace quickens, almost as if the writer can barely contain the stories still left to tell. Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets all are named, not because they were flawless, but because they leaned into God's promises. Through faith, they conquered kingdoms, administered justice, shot the mouths of lions, and endured hardship. Their stories are stitched together by a common thread, a deep trust in God's faithfulness, even when the outcome was uncertain. What stands out especially is that faith in this passage is not just a ticket to victory, it is the steady flame that keeps burning through adversity. Some were miraculously delivered, others suffered terribly, imprisoned, mocked, stoned, sawn in two. Some wandered in deserts and lived in caves, their lives shaped more by hardship than by comfort. Yet the writer of Hebrews says the world was not worthy of them. These were people who did not cling to earthly status or safety, but who held fast to a better hope. What makes this reflection especially moving for us today is that we live on the other side of the story. The saints of old were still waiting for the fullness of God's promise, but we have seen it in Christ, his life, his cross, and his resurrection. Verse 40 reminds us, God had provided something better for us so that apart from us, they should not be made perfect. They should not be made perfect. We are part of that unfolding story. We are invited to carry the torch forward, continuing in faith as they did, knowing now what they only saw from afar. In his letters and papers from prison, Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote, "Faith is only real when there is obedience, never without it, and faith only becomes faith in the act of obedience." This quiet obedience, whether in our homes, our workplaces, or our churches, can be the most powerful witness of all. When we forgive, encourage, pray, and serve, we reflect something of the faith these ancient believers carried. It may not make headlines, but it shapes eternity. Perhaps today you find yourself in a quiet struggle, one no one else sees. Maybe you are praying faithfully for someone, offering kindness where it is hard, or holding on to hope in a long season of waiting. Take courage. You are not alone. You are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, not just observing your journey, but cheering you on. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life do you sense God calling you to endure patiently and faithfully? Number two, how might your small acts of obedience be part of God's greater story of redemption? And now our practical exercise for the day. Write a short note or card to someone in your church family who quietly serves behind the scenes. Encourage them with a verse from Hebrews 11 or 12. Let them know their faithfulness is seen and appreciated. Gracious God, thank you for the example of those who walked by faith before us, not in grand triumph alone, but through suffering, obscurity, and perseverance. Help us to live with that same quiet trust rooted in your love and promises. When the way is long, give us strength. When the path is uncertain, give us peace. And in all things, help us to fix our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.